Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. You know, attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors, we all have them, right? Attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors, I believe, are contagious. It's like a virus that gets into our lives. We refer to it as influence. And at some point, all of us are going to influence somebody. Somebody influenced your life. Someone made a difference in your life to help you be even perhaps who you are today. And I think that's the question. Who was it that most influenced your life, and how? That's the question.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a conference speaker and counselor, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and I do welcome you. You get the word picture. The doors are open, and we want you to come on in and just experience this half hour in maybe a new way. Life is so very short, and we believe that God created each of us for something much more than just getting through this day, or just getting along, or just getting by. You know, you've been marvelously made for a purpose. And when you find that purpose and live that purpose intentionally, I can almost guarantee your faith, your family, your life will grow, and you're going to experience God's intentional love in deeper and more powerful ways than you can ever imagine. We're here, as we say, for your life, for your life. It's brief here on this planet. It's long in eternity. But for your life, this is intentional living. Today, we're talking about influence. Who's the person that has influenced you and your life, and how? You know, sometimes we think of leadership. I do a lot of leadership teaching with leaders in business and leaders in Christian work and so on. And we find that leadership has been defined as influence. And the power of influence doesn't care if it influences for good or bad. It just does its work. It's almost like a moth being drawn toward a flame. Influence is almost a mystical transaction, that's the way I look at it, that occurs between people without even being noticed. So who's influenced you in your life and how? Who is it? Has it been a person, living or dead? Has it been a book? Has it been a pastor, a spouse, a parent? You know, we influence each other without even knowing it. And you know what? I can almost guarantee you today, unless you're, you know, hiding out somewhere, people are looking for you today for validation, for security, for encouragement, for support. Students to teachers, children to parents, husbands to wives, employees to supervisors. And here at Intentional Living Center, let me tell you what we believe. We believe that leadership, which is influence, isn't optional. If you're a parent, if you're alive and breathing, you're a leader of something. Therefore, we teach the responsibility leaders have as parents and bosses and teachers and neighbors to use influence to encourage others toward an intended godly goal for their lives, and that's the key. So who is the person that's most influenced you? Let's get that on the table. Coming up later, I'm going to share with you four or five really practical things on how you can become a person of influence, and your kids can as well. 888-888-1717.
One of the people that influenced me the most was my grandfather, because my grandfather, his devotion to my grandmother was exemplary. And in watching him, I learned a lot about how a Christian should act and behave as far as daily life. And certainly it influenced a great deal in the way that my marriage has been shaped.
The person that influenced me the most in my life was my mother. And the reason is because growing up, her correction and discipline was always followed up by biblical explanation.
Oh, the person who influenced me the most was my grandmother, because she was a prayer and she taught me how to pray.
Who most influenced my life was my mother, because every day she lived the truth of the gospel in all of her activities and her attitudes, and she's a great role model.
The person that most influenced me was my mom. She was always there for me whenever I needed her.
Boy, those are great. Some of our staff there sharing with us. Who influenced them? How about you? Influence is just a powerful thing. Let's go. Callers are standing by. Let's start with Sandy in Missouri. Sandy, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Who influenced you?
Well, a pastor and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Moody. They are retired, but they are still just going on with the Lord.
Mm. How did they influence you? In what way, specifically?
Well, even though that they had retired from the Gashin Baptist Church here in Kansas City, they still do all they can for everyone. I live by myself, and they help me get places. And even now that she's had a stroke, and they're still worrying about what I need.
So they've influenced you in a really practical way. They've influenced you, Sandy, by their taking their Christian words and their Christian faith and turning it into Christian action.
Yes, and always wanting to know if I need anything and teaching me to teach things for people.
Well, good for you. That's good. Thank you for your call, Sandy. Let me move on here. Let's go to Waynetta in Texas. Hey there. Welcome to the program.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Good. Who influenced you?
Well, my dad, he died 2 years ago, and he influenced me. And my grandmother, she grew up in the Salvation Army Church, and, you know, where they went under the flags and stuff. And she was a good Christian woman. And I've been influenced by a lot of people. And I think the Lord is good. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
But let me ask specifically, how did they influence you? Was it their behavior, their words?
It was the words they said to me, and you know, I grew up and, you know, through church, and I have felt the power of God. I know what God can do.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
All right. So
a lot of people, Donna and Richard Friday here in Midland, Texas, they have a church, Wings of Almighty Prophecy, and that's where I go to church, and they have really inspired me, you know, because, you know, they've inspired me by their words, their preaching, and I've just been inspired by a lot of my family members.
That's good. You know, there's an inspirational piece of influence. Sometimes, however, thank you, Waynetta, for your call. Sometimes the influence can be provoking, where people we love, challenge us to think differently. Just a couple things on influence before we get back to calls. Influence isn't optional. You know, some people say, I'm not going to influence anybody. Look at me. I'm not a leader. I'm not in charge. I don't have a title. We influence each other. We influence just by breathing. We're influencing each other. So each person has influence. But it's true, the influence we have comes in different degrees. Some people truly have more influence than other people. And that can be due to position. It can be due to social status or knowledge. In our culture, unfortunately, it's fame and wealth and appearance. Doesn't it seem like the influencers today, especially of our young generation, old people as well, fame, appearance, wisdom, perceived power and wealth? Now, when we think about influence, we think about our attitudes and our beliefs as we started the program. I believe they're contagious. What does it say in Proverbs 22:24? Don't hang around with angry people. Don't keep company with the hot-headed. Because bad temper is what? And he uses the word here in the message, is contagious. Don't get infected. And so the scripture teaches us we're infected by each other. Not only affected by each other, but we're infected by each other. And it can be for good or bad. And so who is it that's influencing your life? We want to think about this. Ultimately, teaching our kids, watch out who you allow in your life. We did a program on friendship just a little bit ago. Not all friends are good for you. Because we infect each other. We affect each other as well, don't we? 888-888-1717.
Probably one of the most influential people in my life was a childhood friend's mother. The way she handled her children and her husband was just a real blessing to me, and I always wanted a family like hers. And she was a Christian lady, and I didn't know that at the time, but as I grew older, I realized that, and I really admired her.
My father influenced me the most. He influenced me by being a good role model for me, for being a husband. And after 45 years of marriage, he still showed my mother love, started the day by giving her a kiss and a hug and telling her that he loved her each and every day. And that's something that I would like to accomplish in my life.
The person in my life who influenced me probably the most is my dad. He was the one constant in my life that finally got me to accept the Lord.
You can join us, 888-1717, Faven did, in Michigan. Faven, welcome.
Hi.
Hi there. Who's influenced you?
The person who's influenced me is Dr. Ben Carson from Detroit. He was an African-American who was born and raised here in Detroit, and then he became one of the leading neurosurgeons in the world.
Yes, absolutely. Well-known. Very influential. How did he influence you?
I read his biography, and I'm actually more influenced by something he did before he became famous. He was working as a summer job, and all throughout his life, he was working so hard, and everything he did, he gave so much effort, and that kind of effort just reminded me of Colossians 3:23, where it says, "And whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for man." And he really showed me what that looks like. And when he did his summer jobs especially, he did something so efficient. He thought out of the box. He tried to use his time wisely, and he tried to learn so often that I just felt that drive that whenever he's given a task, he's just so used to giving it everything he got. And that's what I try to do in my life, and I'm trying to teach myself that and to just get that a part of who I am, just so I remember, like, let me give this everything I got because I'm doing this for the Lord and not just for a person.
Fantastic. You ever met Dr. Carson?
No, I have not. I would love to one day.
Well, maybe he's listening. If he is, he'd love to hook up. I mean, I had a chance to hear him speak, and he's got such a, talk about contagious spirit, a contagious spirit of his attitude and his intelligence and what God has done in his life. And I'm sure he'd be honored to hear your call today, Faven. You're in Detroit?
Yes, I am.
Good. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, when we talk about influence, and so often we can focus on power, can't we, and people of fame and all of the things that we think we need to have to influence another person. And I like what Faven said. It was even before he became famous. Here's a man never met, but even before he became famous, that's what he did that influenced my life. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 about this thing of influence. He says, "Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast about him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." So, yes, we have influence, but when we make our influence about us, hey, listen, that's the wrong kind of influence. We want to make the influence about him. That's the ultimate goal. You come and tell us your story at 888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. After the program's over, you may want to stop by our website and check out our blog. We've got some great titles there, like Practice Intentional Love, How Do You Make Decisions Based on God's Will, and Do Your Words and Actions Match Up? Which lines up pretty well with today's program. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on Inspiration, then Blog. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more ways to help you speak wisdom to your younger generation. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I've been on the journey. I received the intentional calendar in the Bible, and I've quit drinking for almost 2 years. My marriage is a little rocky, but we're working on it, so I'm taking it little bit by little bit. I listen to the station daily, and I donate to your ministry because I think you're reaching hearts and minds and souls for the next generation.
Your monthly support as a member of Intentional Living is not only helping people start their journey with Christ, but encouraging them to stay on it too. Become a monthly member today at theintentionallife.com.
Free. Can you really get anything worthwhile for free anymore? Well, here's good news for you. At theintentionallife.com, you can find all kinds of things to help you as you lead an intentional life. Many of them free. Pick up Dr. Randy's free ebook, 30 Days of Inspiration, or check out the latest newsletter or daily devotions, all free and available to you right now. It's not always easy to lead an intentional life, but with free resources from theintentionallife.com, you can do it.
Ever noticed how you always do some things in the exact same order? First you brush your teeth, then you fix your hair, then put in your contacts.
Ow!
Well, maybe the contacts first.
We're all creatures of habit, so why not make studying God's Word a habit? With the new Intentional Word 1-Year Chronological Bible, each day you'll read about the events of the Bible in the order in which they happened.
Make God's Word a daily habit in as little as 15 minutes a day with the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. Available now from the online store at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
One of the people who most influenced me in my life was my Grandma Fitz. She was the most unselfish person I had ever met.
One of the people who influenced me the most was my best friend Nancy when I was living in Oregon, because she was pretty much the only friend I had for about a year. So I was like 12 years old. She really influenced me a lot.
We went to a particular church one day, and as soon as we walked in, they saw us, him and his wife, and walked over to us. And before we knew it, we were family. They took the extra step of not just saying hi and welcome to the church, but embracing us and welcoming us. And they showed us what it meant to fellowship with other Christians, how important it was to surround yourself with people who can actually influence you and the way you live and the way you think. And that was 15 years ago, and to this day, we're still best friends. So my friend and his wife, who accepted me and my wife on that first day, they been a huge influence to us.
Wow. These are great testimony, great stories. We always welcome yours as well. Let's go back to the call. Shayla's on the line in Michigan today. Hey, Shayla.
Hi, this is Shayla from Midland, Texas.
Midland, Texas. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got you in the right
make sure you have
city, but the wrong state.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. All right. Talk about influence. What's been influencing your life?
Thank you so much for coming on the radio station, because gives me an opportunity to voice out. A lot of things have been going on with my life, but I think I must give some credit to the Lifetime, the radio station, because they're playing all my songs, and the songs are my true story.
Hmm. In what way? Do the songs tell the story of your life?
Yes, yes. All the music. It's just me.
Hmm. You know, I was just mentioning, Shayla, before I came back from the break there, that when I look at our ministry, our radio ministry, not only Intentional Living, but our Family Life ministry radio, it is all about influence. It's not about entertainment, even though there's some of that. It's not about just news and information. There's some of that. But ultimately, we do influence each other. And I'm glad to hear that the station's making a difference. How does it change you, though? I mean, in what way, by listening, are you impacted and influenced?
Actually, Dr. Randy, I'm totally living from one heartbeat to beat on this music, because I don't have any money, don't need to go out, don't need to have anything but my little boombox. That's all I have right now. And I don't think I could have stepped up a notch if it wasn't for this music. coming to me at the right time, at the right time. Mm-hmm. And I'm living it every day, every minute of it, so I can move on.
Well, your call is very humbling, Shayla. We got there's so many ministries in Midland, Texas, and other Midland, Michigan, and around the country that have such a practical, hands-on ministry, and I hope that you'll plug into some services and people who can help you right there in your community. But God has called us to a ministry of encouragement on the air, of helping equip people, to inspire people, to inspire you to make it day by day, to live intentionally, to know that God loves you, cares for you, and will be with you for this next minute. And that's why we're on the air. And I appreciate your call. I'm humbled by it. You know, I think about how do we influence people intentionally. There's just three things that came to mind. First of all, statements that you can make. You think about how in you teaching your kids and how people influence them and you influence others. You could probably remember someone who said, you can do that, and someone who said, you can't do that. Our statements influence. But I think even more so, our questions can be influencers. Questions like, why? Why do you believe that? Why is that important to you? Why would that make a difference? Why do you feel that way? And questions like what? What difference would that make? And what would you do differently? When we allow those we love by asking questions that make them think, it can influence their lives. And just one last statement, information. You know, one of the reasons I'm concerned about Facebook and all the internet stuff today, even though I think it's very helpful in many, many ways, it needs to be monitored and measured for its influence in our lives. Today, everybody has an opinion, and it seems like we give equal worth to all opinions. And let's face it, not all opinions have equal worth. You got to be careful who you allow into your life, who are the people that you allow speaking to you. That's important. All right, Mary Lou is in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Mary Lou.
Yes.
Who's influenced your life?
Sorry. Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
That's all right. And who's influenced your life?
Well, like I said, my husband of 31 years, he had been suffering brain tumors since 1987 on to now. Mm. And once he got a hold of the God's word, he would not let go of it.
Mm.
He would not let go of it.
And how did that influence you, Mary Lou?
It really influenced me to stay in the Word and the hope and the promises that God gives us every day.
Hmm.
And I cling to that and the strength that He has been giving me, because I know that I could not do it by myself.
Hmm.
And the influence of our congregation.
Well, it says here, your husband, since this time, your husband's gone on to heaven.
Yes, yes, oh yes.
But even the words that he spoke prior, when he was here with you, linger. Boy, this is powerful. I wish we had more time. We only get a half hour for our program, but this topic is really a big deal. When we recognize the power of influence in our life. Mary Lou, sorry about having to cut it short, but we really got the essence of what you're sharing. And God give you strength as you take now what you've learned to influence other people.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I am, I guess, what you classify as agnostic. I would consider myself a spiritual person, but I'm not religious. I don't know if there's a God or not. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it, but I'm a very good person. I live a very morally correct life, and as an agnostic person or atheist, I get judged a lot by people that are Christian and other religions. They are assuming I'm a bad person, but these same people that are preaching to me are having affairs and living in sin and using drugs and doing all sorts of things against their own religion.
So let my life be the proof of your love. Let my love look like you and what you made. Sacrifice, so let my life be the proof, the
they have no chance of recruiting me if they don't walk the walk and they don't lead by example. In fact, it just turns people like me off from religion in general and from the concept of God and Jesus. So I'd like to hear what people who are religious think about that. Thanks. Bye.
Let my life be the proof of your love.
Wow, that's a reminder that we have a lot of people who listen to Intentional Living, seeking, searching, and of course, each of us will ultimately stand before God and not be able to say, you know, it was that person over there that turned me off, and that's why I didn't become a Christian. We're all going to be responsible. That's one of the laws of intentional living. But Dawn, she does remind us of the power of influence and the impact we have in how we live, because our lives may be the only testimony that some people ever get. They have to get through us to get to Christ, unfortunately. And it's a reminder that living intentionally is a powerful, powerful message.
Well, yeah, she says if you're not walking, you know, what you're talking about, she's not going to listen. And I think the principles that you teach in intentional living, it helps us all to do that. It helps us to be purposeful in what we say and how we act. And it just fits right in with what she was saying.
Well, it's a privilege to be able to do this for her. I'm glad you're listening. We're here for you. We're glad that you'll continue to listen to see that we're all strangers and strugglers and people on the journey when it comes to growing in our relationship with Christ. That's part of the journey of life. But we have the opportunity to live intentionally as we follow Him. And Dawn, when folks come along and support the ministry, as they did this last week during Share-a-thon,
yes.
Thank you so much for your support. You allow us to continue to do this. If you didn't get a chance to come and join us as a member, I wish you would do that, because we want to help mentor you and help you grow in your life and your relationship with Christ. And boy, you're going to help us continue to do this as well.
That's right. Becoming a member with Intentional Living, it's just making a commitment on an ongoing basis to give an amount, a donation each month. Intentional Living and the Intentional Living Center is an entirely listener-supported outreach. And so becoming a member makes you a part of that and also allows you to invest in the lives of other people, like that story we just heard. Go online to do that. Go to our website at theintentionallife.com. Again, it's theintentionallife.com. And let us know that you'd like to receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching and teaching CDs when you do that. Or you can call us at 888-888-1717.
Indeed. Thank you, Dawn. And thanks for all your work during Share-a-thon last
you.
Week. We had a great time. And we appreciate all of you who took time to call and join us or go online, which you can do today as well. 888-888-1717, as Dawn mentioned, or go to theintentionallife.com. Thank you for your support.